Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As dawn breaks over Israel, expect clear skies and mild temperatures. In Tel Aviv, it will be a bright day. Jerusalem will see a sunny morning. Haifa enjoys pleasant weather, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that former U.S. President Donald Trump praised Prime Minister Netanyahu as a warrior PM and highlighted strong ties with Israel amid tensions over Iran. Just in. Also, the Jerusalem Post indicated earlier this hour that U.S. intelligence is concerned Israeli operations against Hezbollah could undermine the U.S.-Iran understanding. Also this hour, JNS says that Lebanon-Israel talks will resume in Washington next week, according to U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, following discussions with Lebanese President Michel Aoun. Separately, the Forward notes from earlier today that Jewish groups are quietly opposing Trump's new Iran deal, albeit less vocally than previous agreements. And finally, I-24 News shares that the U.S. Air Force has introduced a Boeing 747 gifted by Qatar as the interim Air Force One in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi shared just minutes ago that Israel has released footage showing Hezbollah's repeated ceasefire violations, highlighting a rocket impact on an Israeli home. Joe Truesman, a researcher, posted recent findings from various sources related to the ongoing conflict. Leslie Kajomovitz commented 22 minutes ago on perceived disparities in responses from the White House, noting differences in tone between replies to Jewish and non-Jewish individuals. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the former U.S. President Donald Trump's comments. According to the Times of Israel, Trump called Netanyahu a warrior PM while discussing the U.S.-Israel relationship amid rising tensions with Iran. The report suggests American officials aim to create informal channels with Israel. This comes as U.S. intelligence has reportedly warned that Netanyahu's actions in Lebanon could disrupt diplomatic efforts. The implications for regional stability are significant as both nations navigate complex geopolitical pressures. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage on Israeli operations against Hezbollah, U.S. intelligence has suggested that continued Israeli actions may jeopardize the success of a memorandum of understanding with Iran. This adds a layer of complexity to the already delicate balance of power in the region. The potential impact on U.S.-Iran relations could reverberate through diplomatic channels, affecting broader Middle Eastern dynamics. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Lebanon-Israel talks are set to resume in Washington. As announced by Senator Marco Rubio following a call with Lebanon's President Aoun, the discussions aim to ease tensions and foster peace amid fragile conditions with Hezbollah. Resuming dialogue is crucial for the stability and security of both nations and could pave the way for renewed cooperation. Moving to Jewish groups' reactions to the Iran deal. According to the Forward, although there is opposition to Trump's memorandum concerning Iran, it's more subdued compared to past deals. This quiet resistance could influence U.S. political strategy and affect future negotiations. The implications for U.S. domestic and foreign policy, particularly regarding Israel, are noteworthy as they may dictate future alliances and agreements. Finally, from I-24 News, the unveiling of a Boeing 747 as the interim Air Force One, gifted by Qatar, marks a significant development in U.S. military capabilities. This gesture could enhance U.S.-Qatar relations and showcases Qatar's strategic role in regional security. The aircraft is set to play a pivotal role in U.S. presidential transport logistics. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Nir Kossover and his ScaleFox co-founders have launched a project to map the hidden job market in Israel's startup scene. This initiative could provide job seekers with new opportunities amidst a challenging employment landscape. Separately, Walla Business announces that Hot Cinema will introduce accessible screenings for Kupa Roshit, the movie. This move in collaboration with Alut and the Shave Development Initiative aims to make cinema experiences more inclusive for individuals on the autism spectrum. And finally, from Globes, Gilat Satellite Networks has acquired Comtech's Satellite and Space Division for $157.5 million. This acquisition strengthens Gilat's position in the space industry, following a previous collapsed deal with Comtech. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.